Good morning.
Good morning, sir!
Evidently somebody talked to you. Before I begin my remarks, can I please have everyone rise and observe a minute of silence for Nicholas Chung Lee, Police Officer 3, who died recently in a horrific traffic collision while he was working in Hollywood Division. Class. Thank you. Now, excuse me. None of you knew Nicholas Lee. But you're soon to meet somebody just like him. Your first training officer. Now, you will have several training officers in the training program of the Los Angeles Police Department. During your first 6 months, you'll probably have 3. Every one of them will be different. Every one of them will teach you what you need to know to survive as a Los Angeles police officer. Now, survival as a police officer means much more than just in the physical aspect. Commissioner Soboroff told you to wear your seatbelt. I'm telling you to wear your seatbelt. Wear your vest. Maintain your weapons proficiency. Keep yourself in good physical condition. All of those things will help you survive as a Los Angeles police officer. But as important as those things are, it's even more important for you to have a magnificent career that you keep one thing intact. That you polish that this thing just as brightly as you polish that badge you wear. You take care of it and invest in it just like you do your firearms training and the pistol that you wear every day. The thing is your integrity. There is nothing more important to being a cop than having a word that means something. When you say something, it has to be the absolute truth as you know it. That's what makes you valuable. That's what makes a police officer. We can teach, I almost said anybody, but that's not true. We can teach most people all the physical aspects of policing. I can make you stronger. I can make you wiser to some extent. I can hone your proficiency in self-defense. But I cannot build your character. That was created by the people that sit behind you. Your friends. Your family. That is your true value as a cop. That character. Now in this profession, there are tremendous, tremendous temptations to take shortcuts. To do things that are expedient, to put the end above the means. Think of that for a minute, to put the end above the means. Someday, maybe Sunday night, you're going to meet somebody that has done something horrific, that has no evident redeeming social value. and your mind is going to scream out for justice for the victim. And somebody is going to suggest a shortcut. Somebody is going to tell you, well, this is how we could do this. This is how we can make this arrest stick. This is how we can achieve justice. That's not justice. That's not what you're going to do. That's not what I will allow you to do. And that is not what will build your character. That is not what will polish your integrity. That is not the methods that the Los Angeles Police Department uses. So you must remain true to your training. The training officers that you meet are the best of the best. They are fantastic people. They are people who give of themselves to create something of tremendous value. But they won't always remind you of the things that you learned in the academy. You remember those things. You remember what I tell you today. You remember the true value of Los Angeles police officers. You remember what got you in those chairs today. And that's the family behind you. And the values they taught you. And the fact that you embraced those values throughout your young life. And maintain good character that passed the extensive examination of your background investigator. You maintain that character. And you will survive to have a career like mine. Almost 40 years with the Los Angeles Police Department. As Commissioner Soboroff said, this is my family. My father graduated on this field 65 years ago. 39 years ago, I followed as a reserve. A couple years later, as a regular. Sister, cousins, two of my three children, all of my friends, my family, you. We have very strict rules in this family. And I intend that you will obey those rules. And those rules revolve around the things you've learned from your family. Always remember that. Always remember what got you here. And know that what got you here will keep you here. Now God bless all of you. And God bless Los Angeles Police Department.